But I will tell you one thing. It is a real experience. And that experience is the metamorphosis of the human being. If the Christ is within you, then there is something within you that is emerging, that is becoming. And as we get deeper and deeper into practicing spiritual law, that Christ within us begins to emerge in fuller expression. Has it ever happened to any one of you? You're sitting at a cafe with a friend, or you're even perhaps with your husband or your wife, and you're sitting at the breakfast table, and they look at you and they say, "You know, you've changed. You are just not the same as you used to be. What is going on with you?" And it's like they're starting to see your butterfly wings emerge. And the caterpillar is viewing the butterfly saying, "Something is going on with you. I really wonder what that is." And it's almost impossible for the caterpillar to realize that it is exactly what that butterfly is. It's impossible for you to realize that whatever Jesus or Buddha or Lao Tzu or anyone else who's emerged into awakening is experiencing, that that's actually just you. That whatever God is, it's you. It's God within. But that God within has to take over all of you. It has to cause every part of you to transform. And we're teaching transformation, aren't we? We're teaching a literal transformation of your mind through the awakening process of spiritual, practicing spiritual principles. We've been talking a lot all day and all yesterday and the day before and for a long time about the necessity for spiritual awakening and the evolution. The immediate need of humankind to evolve. If you look around the world, come on, you guys, don't we need to evolve? Right? But we're never going to evolve if we're judging the caterpillar for being a caterpillar. So we're never going to evolve as awakened Christ beings by judging those who are not aware of their Christ nature. And I'm sorry to say, there's a lot of witnesses to our caterpillar nature right now. But I cannot hold them there if I want to fly. The best I can do is fly away and wait for them to follow. The best I can do is join with the other caterpillars in enjoying the flight, enjoying tasting the sweet nectar of life. And that's what I intend to do with you today. And that's what I intend to do with you each and every day, is enjoy the sweet nectar of being awake and knowing that God is in every single thing I see, because God is in my mind, because God is what I am. In unity, as in many spiritual traditions, there's an importance placed on the power of your thought. It's a primary focus of the New Thought teachings. Because the third principle in the unity tradition is that we create our experience by the activity of our thinking. Am I right? Do you guys believe that? Yeah. And the next step in that is everything in the manifest realm has its beginning in thought. Nothing is just happening by chance. Nothing is just out there and it's happening to you and it's waiting for you to run into. No, you're creating it by the activity of your thinking. And in truth, everything in the manifest realm has its beginning in thought. And what happens when we are in God thought? We see God everywhere and in everyone, even in the caterpillars, mostly. In the caterpillars, because they cannot see it for themselves. They don't have any eyes to see. They're wrapped up in a cocoon of their own experience, and their whole world is just that little branch and that they're stuck on. And we can't free them from that. It's a natural experience of living and awakening and going through their own metamorphosis in which they will find themselves free one day. We can help speed the advent of this metamorphosis of spiritual awakening by one thing, being awake ourselves, seeking only that, learning to fly and practicing to fly until we've perfected flight as a butterfly or an awakened Christ mind. I think it was the Buddha who said, once you're awake, you've lost interest in judging those who are still asleep. You've lost interest in judging anything, but you have gained interest in seeing the divine in everything. The wonder and the beauty of life all around you, each and every moment. It's always there. It's always there. The only element that makes me aware of it or not is my decision to see. I am determined to see. That's a lesson in A Course in Miracles. I'm determined to see. That's all. I want the vision of Christ. I do not want the limited perceptions of my own past reference to guide me anymore. I will not use the past as my teacher and my guide any longer. What am I going to use? I'm going to use the certainty that God is within me. And I'm going to allow that to emerge and discover it for myself. And it's an incredible discovery. It becomes obvious that a new kind of thinking must emerge. Marianne Williamson said, if you want to master a new way of being, you first have to master a new way of thinking. So take this way of thinking that you have here, fellowship for today, and master it. Truly master this way of thinking. This new way of thinking. This new way of thinking is emerging, and it must emerge for human beings to experience their true spiritual nature. They have to have a mirror, someone to see. Oh, that's how it works. Oh, I can see how it's working. Oh, okay, now I'm catching on. It's an energy. It's a vibration. Now I'm catching on to how this works. Because it'll bring about and manifest the world that reflects the laws of love, not the laws of duality, not the laws that say somebody must lose if I am to win. We see where that's gotten us in our societies today. No, it's not like that. Everyone is as God created them already. They're just in different stages of their development or metamorphosis from the idea that we are separate human beings to the idea that we are the Christ light manifest in this form. And the form in which you are manifest, my friends, is perfect for you because you are an absolute unique expression of God. No one can do it like Lucille can do it. No one can do it like Larry can do it. No one can do it like Carol can do it. No one can do it like Mary, because there are certain people that can only hear it and feel it and experience it in you. You are the butterfly for that caterpillar. You are the example of that Christ. You are the one who's going to capture the attention of, there are those who can only hear it from you. That's why you have to teach this. You have to teach truth. And eventually, it becomes all-encompassing and singular. So you're not trying to teach duality any longer. You can be singular with this message. And you can live as the Christ. What we are developing is, through spiritual evolution of consciousness, is an entirely new thought system. The problem is that people are trying to understand new thought with the old thought system. And it doesn't work. It doesn't fit in there. You go, I don't know what you're talking about. Sounds crazy to me. And what do you mean, the Christ within? And, you know, it's too easy to let somebody else tell you how it is. Well, maybe if you do this and this and this, you will not go to hell. You know, why are the evangelical churches thriving in a sense? Because they fit into a very easy thought system No, it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me how many people will get on the bandwagon because they think they're winning some kind of a game. Life is not a competition, my friends. Life is a miracle. Life is a miracle. Oh, if I win, I go to heaven. Right? What is that? I'm already in heaven. You never left heaven. There is only heaven. That's a radical idea, isn't it? There is only heaven. You never left. Wow. So what is all this? If I let it be, it will be a reflection of heaven. It will be heaven on earth. All of you have had those experiences, haven't you? Heaven on earth, complete and total bliss, falling in love, moments of, wow, everything's lined up perfectly. This is so synchronistic. I cannot believe this happened. Just like this, so perfect. How did this all line up? Guess what? That's the true nature of the universe. It's all lined up perfectly, and it's all supporting what? Your spiritual evolution. It's all supporting you. The universe is yours. It's all yours, this whole thing. You ever walk out at night, look up into the sky and say, wow, all those stars, everything that's going on here, it's all mine. This is all part of me. This is what I am. This is the gift of God to me. This awareness that I am the universe and the universe is in me. And therefore, I am in you. When you really think about that, when you really think about, I think about it a lot lately, that every thought I have and every word that I say, and every time I meet with a group and I join with you, I am actually influencing the entire universe. I am in every single person. Now, what vibration and what frequency of vibration do you want to emanate? Knowing that you are part of everyone, that you are the healing influence in this world, knowing that your thoughts create your reality. What kind of thoughts would you like to have? You know, the caterpillar trying to understand the butterfly, it's a lot like us trying to understand that we are the Christ. It's a good metaphor for spiritual awakening because it's almost impossible at first. It is impossible until you have that first glimpse, that first experience that something's changing. And it's really uncomfortable at first because you've been all wrapped up tight and you just got comfortable in there. And then, okay, this is what life is. And all of a sudden things start to move and your cells are changing and you're forming into different shapes. You know, it takes a moment, perhaps, to feel that release from your own imprisonment. But once you do, you've tasted freedom. Once you realize, wow, I am a mind and I am free. I am free to express the mind of God now. In every way, and I can do it. My mind is powerful. I'm not separate. It's a lot like that because it's one of the reasons that we deny miracles. Oh, nobody can walk on water. He didn't really do that. Or he's the only one who could do that. Therefore, he's God, and I'm not. And it's all just machinations of the caterpillar. It's all just false information you're feeding yourself based on past experience. And all your experience has been trapped in that body, been in separation and conflict. Oh, I'm hungry, I'm tired, I'm this, I'm that. Sense consciousness. And that's all we have known. And now we're coming into a new consciousness, our higher consciousness. Christ consciousness. We need to practice a little bit that Christ consciousness. We need to practice. We don't know how to fly yet. We don't know how to walk on water or heal the sick and raise. Well, some of us do. I go around healing the sick and raising the dead. That's my job. And that's your job. and to be a demonstration of awakening, to be a beautiful Christ being is your job, because others will, it gives permission to for others to do the same. I never knew I could heal until I prayed for somebody and they were healed. It was the biggest surprise of my whole life. They came back and said, it worked. That healing circle we had, I went to the doctor, he looked at my x-rays, and no more cancer. What happened? It actually worked. I was like, wow, I want to do this all the time. Because something incredible is happening here. When I was 16 years old, I used to go to the beach and meditate. I didn't know what meditation was. I would just sit there and breathe, listen to the waves rolling in. You know, I'd even cross my legs and do like whatever. I didn't know anything about meditation, nothing at all. I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, the universe clicked into perfect alignment. And I looked out on the water, and it was still. I felt my mind turn into a completely different station, a completely different frequency. That frequency was not on the dial previously. Yeah. And I looked out on the water, and when my mind was perfectly still, the water stopped moving. And it was like it was concrete. It went whoosh. It just clicked into place. It was like that. And I said, oh my God, that's how he did it. Still your mind and the world is quiet with you. From the silence comes all the power and the substance of God. That's where it all is. But I need physical manifestation of it as a caterpillar. I need a vision of what it is like in reality. And I was given that vision. Before I could get up and go over to walk on it, it turned back to water. It's, oh, a little more practice. I need a little more practice. Guys, we just need more practice. What we do is we tend to have those experiences and then we forget all about them. Then we go back to doing whatever we were doing before. And we make that the most important thing in our lives. And what I'm telling you here today is make spiritual awakening the most important thing in your life. Because it is the most immediate need of the human species. And if it is true that we are all one, when you awaken, you are awakening for all of us. You are doing it for all of us. When you heal, you cannot be healed alone. You're doing it for everyone. I read something really great in the New Testament in Ephesians, and it was entitled in this particular translation, it was the New International Version, Live in Unity. And it was Paul, he was in jail, and he was telling the Ephesians to live together, live in unity. But he was laying out like a spiritual guideline for how to do that. It was really beautiful. So I want to read that to you because it's kind of like learning and practicing how to be the butterfly. It says, therefore, the prisoner for the Lord, I urge you to live worthy of your calling, with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another in love, and making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you too were called to the one hope of your calling. In the same Lord, the teacher and guide. One faith, one baptism, one God and Father, Mother of us all, who is over all and through all and in us all. There's one Spirit, there's one body, there's one mind, there's one calling, there's one God in all, through all, and in us all. And that's all Paul was attempting to remind all the followers at that time, was that God is in you. God is in us all. Come on, God is in us all. Don't expect somebody to do it for you, because God is in us all. This is your time to shine. And then he says, put on the new man who has been created in God's image, in righteousness and holiness that comes from truth. The new man, the metamorphosis of you emerges as the new person, the new woman, the new man, the spirit person, in right use of spiritual law. Righteousness actually translates to right use. You're using spiritual principles, you're using spiritual law in the right way. And that way is in wholeness. I'm not partial anymore. I'm not thinking I'm part human and part Christ. No, I am Christ. I am light. That's what I am. 100%. That's what Paul is telling us. That's what you are. In God's image, created in God's image. That's the new person, created in God's image, shining in the reflection of his love. And it comes from where, he says, this righteousness and holiness and the new man created in God's image comes from truth. So by practice of the truth, this is what we become. Yes, it's you. You are the Christ. And you are emerging. And you are allowed to be a work in progress, my friends. You are allowed to be both a masterpiece and a work in progress simultaneously.